Hello everyone, and welcome to another Windows 7 session here at ChatOnline. With me today, Silvana and Matthew, and they are program manager at the Windows, and we are going to talk about today about graphics and specifically high DPI. So Silvana, could you tell us more a little bit?
So today we would like to talk about the changes we have made to improve the high DPI experience, as well as what you need to do as a developer to make your application work well and look beautiful at high DPI. So in Windows 7, we introduced a feature where multiple users of one machine can actually have their own DPI setting. Also, Windows 7 will automatically configure your machine to its optimal DPI setting. And overall, the quality of high DPI in Windows 7 absolutely surpasses what we had in Windows Vista.
That's interesting. So we're talking about high DPI today, but I'm not sure that everybody exactly knows what's DPI. So can you tell us what is DPI?
So DPI stands for dots per inch, and it refers to the amount of pixels that you can fit in a physical inch of your display.
So why is high DPI important for Windows 7 users?
Well, through customer data, we found that roughly 50% of users were not setting their displays to the full native screen resolution, native meaning the maximum possible resolution your display is capable of. So the many problems that you could find with this are pixelation. So with lower resolution, your screen contents will look pixelated, like in this picture, for example. This has been exaggerating, of course, for the video purposes, but this is how your contents will look. This can be compared to running standard definition content on a high definition TV, where you have the hardware, but you're not taking full advantage of it. Second problem can be the user can accidentally pick a non-native aspect ratio, and then your contents will look distorted, stretched, or squished. And another problem would be that the users won't get the full benefits of ClearType, the text rendering technology, which most people prefer. Now, the solution would be to run a native screen resolution. However, this will decrease the text size. So we also found that many users like the larger text, and that's why they were lowering the screen resolution. And to that, we give, you know, high DPI. That's why it's important, because you can run a native resolution while still increasing the text size. So to make that a little bit more clear, I'm going to walk you through a simple example. Just let's take the letter A, running a non-native resolution. And here you can see blurry content, pixelation. Now let's say that you know that you have to run a native. So let's go to native resolution, and you end up with crisp, clear edges. But now the text size is smaller. So as an end user, you still want the larger text. This is, of course, running a regular DPI still. And let's switch to high DPI. And what you get is the best of both worlds. You get clear, crisp text while still increasing the text size. Now, if you compare the two side by side, the benefits become obvious. On one end, you have regular DPI, non-native resolution. The content is not clear. It's pixelated. On the other end, you have high DPI, native resolution. The content is crisp, it's clear, it's beautiful. There's a high probability there will be another wave of even higher fidelity content, and this is why high DPI is important. So, for example, when you get your displays to be 400 DPI, they will be almost indistinguishable with text, you know, printed on a piece of paper.
So pretty much in the future, we're probably not going to be too far in the future. We get devices that are capable to go to like 200, 300, even 400 DPI.
The larger the resolution and the smaller the size of your display, the larger the DPI will be. So.
Right.
People like mobility, people like small displays, and people still want the larger resolution.
So the advantages are very clear for using high DPI. So what's new in high DPI for Windows 7?
So the first big change is automatic configuration of high DPI. And when Windows 7 is installed, it automatically selects a DPI value based on the native DPI and resolution to optimize both fidelity and readability. We've been working with OEMs as well to ensure that they're automatically setting their computers or their notebooks, which they're shipping, to high DPI. In fact, some OEMs are already doing this for Windows Vista.
Cool. So if I'm a user at home, I'm plugging the CD, I install, and automatically I get, if I have a high DPI screen, I have a screen that supports high DPI, Windows 7 will boot into with using high DPI.
There's one caveat on that. So when you're upgrading from Windows Vista to Windows 7, it will keep the value, the DPI value you've already set in Windows Vista. If you've never set a value before, then it will automatically select the best value for your hardware.
Like clean install.
Like a clean install.
What else?
So we also have per user DPI. In Windows Vista, there was only one DPI value for the entire machine, so all users had to use the same DPI value. Now in Windows 7, there's a different DPI value for every user. So this means that mom can keep the larger text to help with readability, while the tech-savvy kids can keep their screen real estate.
Cool. So what happened with fast user switch?
So what this means is, if you have two users running at the same time on the computer, like the mom and the kids, they can actually switch between using the fast user switching, and you'll get the correct user interface and text size for both users. So it'll dynamically change.
Cool. Very interesting.
Yeah. So next on the list, we also have Internet Explorer 8. The rendering engine in IE 8 has been optimized to scale websites in proportion to the Windows UI. It automatically chooses a zoom level in IE based on the Windows DPI. So everything will look consistent.
So if I have a large DPI, mm-hmm. when I launch IE and I go to a website, it will automatically zoom in to respect that.
Yeah,
so
you won't see the zoom in, but it'll automatically everything will look proportion to the UI. It'll look normal. Yeah.
Okay. And I know we had made some more work on Windows without.
Yes. Yes. So we've also gone over the entire Windows UI with a fine tooth comb, and we've made sure that every pixel scales really, really well at high DPI. Everything from the start menu to the new taskbar to Explorer, they all scale remarkably well at high DPI. So other teams at Microsoft have also put investments in high DPI technology. Office 2007 and the Expression Suite all scale really well at high DPI. Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned Expression, mm-hmm. right? Expression is built with WPF in mind.
Yeah, yeah. So WPF automatically scales its applications at high DPI. So developers really have to make next to no code changes for their applications to scale beautifully. So because Expression is built on WPF, they automatically get that built in for free.
Cool.
That cool.
So far we covered what's high DPI, why it's important for Windows 7 users, and how can what's the new user experience. So why is high DPI important for Windows developer?
Well, an application that is not DPI aware will expose issues going from minor text clipping to actually breaking the functionality of the application. So here's some common issues that applications could show if you don't make them DPI aware. One of them would be the clip text. Here the text has scaled, but the button size didn't. There's also issues like layout issues. Here, there's quite a bit of white space, and yet there's word wrapping because the column definitions haven't spaced themselves according to the DPI value. There's also lack of fidelity. Not using the higher resolution images of the icons can cause them to look blurry and pixelated. And then issues like mismatched font sizes, there's blurry UI, there's UI clipping. Like I said, those would be very specific to your application. These issues apply to Win32 and MFC-based applications. However, if you're using a framework like WPF, this will automatically scale according to the DPI with little to no changes from the developer's end.
Cool. So that's just another good reason why you should go with a framework like WPF future applications.
Yes.
Correct. Now, on Windows 7, there are multiple ways to get to the DPI settings, and I'll show you two of the most common ones. One is Start Menu. You can just simply type DPI, and you get the Display Control Panel. And the second one can be Control Panel, Appearance and Personalization, and Display. For Windows 7, as you notice, DPI is the hub for display settings. We've changed the wording on the Control Panel to be friendlier as well. Now the user sees three options, smaller, medium, and larger, with a scaling percentage next to it instead of the raw DPI value like we had on Vista. This also will show you the exact text size that you will get if you select one of these three options. So it becomes very, very obvious to the user. Note again that to take full advantage of DPI, you should set your display to its native resolution beforehand.
Clearly, high DPI is important for developers, and making your application high DPI aware is also important, as we've seen just a second ago. So how can, as a developer, can make my application high DPI aware?
So to help explain, I'm going to take some material that we have available on MSDN tutorial online. First, let me open up the example project that's given. Let's hit F5 first to run it in debug mode and look at the issues we have. First, you'll notice that the application is blurry. The text and the buttons, the user interface elements, they appear blurry. Now, this is because at very high DPI settings, the OS automatically scales the app using a simple bitmap stretching algorithm. This isn't optimal because the application looks blurry relative to other applications, which are rendered natively at high DPI. So the first thing we need to do is hit the manifest tag. And this opts the application out of this bitmap stretching algorithm.
So basically, by saying bitmap, what you're saying is actually just bloating up, right?
So it's like taking an image and stretching it out so that it appears blurry. It's nice because everything appears consistent in terms of sizes among applications, but the application itself will appear blurry, and that might not exactly be the experience the developer wants to give users of their application.
Right. So how do we solve that?
So the first is to declare the application DPA aware. So if we take a look here, included in the tutorial project, there's this declare DPI aware manifest. And the important part of this here is the DPI aware element, which is set to true. This opts the application out of this bitmap stretching behavior. And the operating system assumes the application knows how to scale itself. So to include this in the project, we right click on HiDPI. We click add existing item. And we choose the manifest itself. And now we make Visual Studio aware of it, and so that it embeds it in the project. So we open up the HiDPI properties. We open configuration properties, manifest tool, input and output. And up here in additional manifest files, we type in declare DPI aware dot manifest.
Right. So it's important to note this is just a generic manifest, right? It's part of the application manifest. It's not just for graphics or for HiDPI.
Exactly. Well, that DPI aware element is specific.
The element is specific.
But this is a general application manifest, sure. And that's just an element of it, yeah. So, if we run this application again, you'll now see that the application is no longer blurry, but as you can see, there's clipping on the buttons, and also some of the text isn't as large as it should be.
It's very small.
So what we can do to fix this is make some few minor code changes. The first that we're going to do is to scale the button size. So we can open up the hands-on lab source code file, and we look for the create child windows function, where the buttons are set up. And if we scroll down here, we can see there is this size set button size parameter. So what we need to do here is add in a call to gmetrics.scaleSize. Now, some people will be asking, what does this mean? What this is actually doing is it's calling a class that we've already predefined here as cdpi. And what this class is it wraps around the get system metrics function, which is part of the Windows API. And the get system metrics function is used to extract the DPI value from the current user running on the system. And then it calculates a scaling factor. And we have a bunch of these wrapper functions, which are used to scale button sizes and linear values as well. So this one here, scale size, scales the button.
So basically, a developer can take that class and reuse it.
Exactly.
For example.
So if we save this now and rerun it, we'll see that the button size is actually correct. They're large buttons, but we have another issue. They're overlapping. So to fix this issue, and also the window size itself is smaller. So to fix these issues, we can look down here where the button positions are defined. And we need to change this to make the button layout correct. So here again, we can call into the class we defined, gmetrics scale point. And we pass in the button position. And then we repeat this for each of the buttons. So I'll cut and paste this in. Oops, small typo there. And third one. And then to fix the window size, we need to look for the initialize function where create window is called. And in the create window function, you actually pass in, here it's got fixed values for the window size. Now this shouldn't be fixed, it should be variable with the DPI. So we need to take into account the scaling factor. Again, to do this, we have functions defined in the class we provided, which are dmetrics scale y, and we can pass in the existing value we had, and again gmetrics scale x, and we can pass in the 420.
And that function will automatically calculate according to the DPI setting
exactly.
what the scaling should be from
exactly.
of these values.
So when the get system metrics function returns is the actual DPI value. So at 96, it'll return 96. We divide that by 96, it gives 1. So at
sure.
So if you go to a higher DPI, like 120, 120 divided by 96 is 1.25. So everything's 125% of its standard size.
And then you so apply that to the
exactly.
relevant size.
So finally, the last change we have to make is making sure that the text is scaling properly. And down here in the onRender function, you'll notice there is this call to the textOut function, which doesn't use the recommended method for drawing text on the screen with the latest versions of Windows. So we can just comment this line out, and we've already included the correct call here, which uses the theme text. And you can take a look at this code at home, but it's pretty standard and straightforward. So now that we've made those changes, we can save this, and if we run it again, the application launches, and as you can see, it's no longer blurry, but everything's in proportion, and it uses the correct theme text for the operating system. So to try this out at home, you can download the tutorial from MSDN. To recap, it's really important that developers take into account DPI when they're developing their applications to ensure maximum compatibility with Windows 7. Because as I've said, Windows 7 pre-configures a DPI value. So we just want to make sure that developers are ensuring their users have the best experience possible.
Right, and we've seen what could happen, what could go wrong,
yeah,
and we don't want that to happen.
We don't want that to happen.
Definitely not. So Matt, Silvana, thank you very much for coming here today. It was a great pleasure.
Thank
I mean,
you,
high DPI in Windows 7 is very exciting. I mean, really taking the user experience to the next level as far as the performance and what the actual hardware can produce.
Yeah.
So again, thank you very much.